I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, 31st Fighter Wing holds Wyvern Warfighter Week and a new era in aircraft modularity. The 31st Fighter Wing held the first Wyvern Warfighter Week alongside its 10 units at Aviano Air Base, Italy, strengthening the warrior ethos that empowers Wyverns to project decisive air power and deter threats in the European theater. The week's events included a bed-down leadership course, warfighter panels, uniform inspections, and a flight line run, all designed to sharpen the core principles of the warfighter mindset and solidify Wyvern Nation's identity as combat-ready airmen prepared to deploy and fight from home.
The week began with a bed-down leadership course, bringing in retired military leaders and industry experts to equip Wyverns with skills in rapid decision-making, dynamic problem-solving, and purpose-driven leadership. The course also explored intellectual trust, growth mindset, idea stewardship, emotional discipline, and strategic vision, providing members with the mindset and tools to lead while facing adversity. The next day, the wing exhibited their attention to detail with uniform inspections and a flight line run, which fostered accountability, camaraderie, and endurance while reinforcing the mental toughness required to execute the mission. The run was followed up by warfighter panels, where leaders from across the wing shared their lessons from their deployed experiences, reinforcing the purpose behind military service. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, says this event demonstrated the honorable characteristics of Wyvern Nation.
We are the 31st Fighter Wing. We're the home of the Wyvern. We're Wyverns. And when we're a Wyvern, we're going to do things a certain way. We're going to do things with excellence, we're going to do things with integrity and character, and we're going to do things with a warfighter ethos.
Clark also says the week strengthened Wyvern Nation's identity as warfighters, prioritizing excellence beyond the uniform while fortifying agility and preparedness for any challenge in today's high-stakes security environment. I'm Airman Hayden Henley, AFN News.
A new era in aircraft modularity. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Louis Kokonis. The Sky Raider II officially joins the Air Force Special Operations Command Fleet with the delivery of the first missionized aircraft to Hurlburt Field, Florida on April 3, 2025. The Sky Raider II is a dynamic aircraft that can adapt capabilities based on mission sets, excelling in close air support, precision strikes, and armed intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. In addition to versatility, the Sky Raider II requires a much smaller maintenance package and costs less per flying hour than other conventional or special operation aircrafts. Lieutenant General Michael Connolly, AFSOC Commander, says the Sky Raider II will redefine how they approach joint campaigning, crisis response, and the evolving landscape of modern warfare. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.